This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Hospitals in the Pakistani border city of Quetta are treating several victims of a suspected accidental bombing 10 days ago of a remote village in Afghanistan. The Taliban took a group of foreign reporters to the site of the attack, 50 miles north of Kandahar. Survivors insist there were no military targets near the village. NPR's Sarah Chase reports from Quetta.
Lying across a bed in this white-tiled medical clinic, 5-year-old Shabir Ahmed has a bandage around his head where shrapnel was removed from his skull. His face is drawn in a strangely adult look. A medic rolls him over and pulls the dressing from the place where a potato-sized chunk of flesh is missing from his buttock. The medic squeezes iodine over the open flesh. The boy only whimpers. His sister Shahida holds his hand. She explains that around a quarter to midnight on October 22nd, a bomb hit her home. She says her mother, her father, little Shabir Ahmed, and another brother rushed to hide in one room, and she and her sister into another. The room we went to was safe, she says, but another bomb hit the other room, and my mother, my father, and my other brother were killed. The advocacy group Human Rights Watch says this is the best documented example of civilian casualties in a bombing raid since the air war began. Almost a dozen survivors, many unrelated and interviewed separately, have given the same account, as have others interviewed by journalists the Taliban authorities took to the village. 20-year-old Gul Agha is being carried into the more decrepit public hospital across town. Blood has soaked through the cast put on his left arm across the border in Kandahar before he was evacuated from Afghanistan.
First, a very big aircraft come and he start bombing. And after that, two small aircrafts come and they moved in a speed and started bombing as well.
Al-Agha suffered a compound fracture to his upper arm. His mud brick house fell in on him, he says. Two brothers were killed. The Pentagon asserts there was an Al-Qaeda base in the village, but asked if he knew of any military equipment nearby, Gul Agha insists. Nothing at all, he says. Peter Buchart of Human Rights Watch has interviewed many other survivors.
It's very interesting in this war how openly people admit that they were injured close to military facilities. Almost all of the people I've interviewed were able to identify military facilities close by. I've now interviewed 8 different people who were wounded, and they all were adamant that they didn't know of any Taliban or bin Laden bases in the vicinity.
Survivors say family members drove home from Kandahar that night, and the U.S. has been targeting vehicles. Also, the name of the village, Chokar Karez, indicates it had an underground system of irrigation tunnels, a karez in Pashtun. In the orthopedic ward at the Quetta Civil Hospital is a man who was struck by exploding munitions when an arms depot was hit in a separate incident. He lost 2 sisters. He didn't want to speak, but his brother did, though without his name being used. He had this message for America.
Stop bombing just right now. Why? Because you have just killed my 2 sisters. And maybe you haven't killed someone else right now, but tomorrow maybe you will kill them. And if this happens, we all are united. Believe me that you are our enemy for next future.
Most Afghans here, even the fiercely anti-Taliban Persian speakers, are angry at the toll taken on civilians by the U.S.-led campaign. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.